squeeze your toe with this.
That was a perfect way to start recording.
Is it on?
Yeah.
I'm going to squeeze it.
Ow. And that thing's, like, hard to, like, it's hard to pinch it. Okay. So to get it back off.
I won't squeeze your toes. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to bleep out all those times you swear for your mom?
It's just, like, not all of them. Maybe that one.
Maybe the F words?
The F words and...
And that one. Okay.
Well, shit, let's keep going. People are like, you still care what your mom thinks? I'm like, well, yes, I do. I love Jennifer. Hey, I think I lost my debit card. Damn it, Briar. See that one? It's fine. No worries. We'll find it's probably it. In my car. It's always in my car.
You think so?
Yeah. I just used it.
Okay.
To get this.
Okay.
All right. What are we doing today?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, listen.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah.
To Roger That. With my girl, your host, Hannah Rogers.
And the best co-host. What's your middle name? What, you don't know my middle name? Marley. We've been best friends.
What's my middle name?
Amanda.
Yeah, I knew you knew it too because it's like my Snapchat name. I always say my name.
It's everything.
It's Marlene. No. Marlene. There's with an N. Oh yeah. My gosh, I misspoke.
It's like,
forgive me.
Imagine like your 80-year-old grandma, Marlene.
Bonnie.
Oh.
Elena. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Marlene.
Yeah. It just goes. It's like an old lady name.
I like it. Okay, I'm like looking at my nails right now. And like look at, okay, so the rest of my nails are like not like that grown out. Look at my pinky nail. It's so long compared to all of the rest of them. What the heck?
It's almost as long as your actual like
acrylic pinky nail.
Like the top part of it at least.
What the age? Sorry, guys. Hey, I actually need some comments or something. My computer's so slow. Help me.
Where did you buy it, though? Is it getting old?
Well, yeah, it's like kind of old. I think it's like, I don't think it's like too old, though. I got it when I turned 16, though. So I guess it's been like
5 years.
Yeah. So I guess.
I don't know.
But
it's been slow for a while.
No, I think it's just because I have so many pictures on there. I have 11,000 pictures on there.
That could be it.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But if you have any, like, suggestions on how to make it. I just don't want to see that, like, little circle with all the colors.
Oh,
just,
that thing makes me so angry.
That thing makes me angry. That thing makes water come out of my eyes, a.k.a. crying. And I just hate it. So, sometimes I throw my computer. That's probably why. Okay, what the? Instagram just asked me if I wanted notifications, and I was like, whatever, sure. And now it notifies me every time somebody likes a picture. It's like I'm, like, both grateful and thankful, but, like, I don't want to see it every 2 seconds, or else it makes me go on it. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, my hiccups are so bad. If my hiccups start now, shiz.
Drink something.
Got it. That's weird if it was just one, though.
It was kind of aggressive, too.
Yeah, my hiccups are aggressive, ask Taylor. It sounds like my trachea wants to escape my body.
What?
I'm serious. Okay. Oh, my gosh. We have a shout-out.
Oh, we do.
We don't know if the shout-out's going to make it.
Teddy B.
Todd. Todd, okay, Todd's like my friend from Burley. He's literally so funny. The only one who can roast harder than me. And, you know, just an overall, like, super, super sick kid, okay? So shout out to him for being sick and for reaching out to Hannah and asking for some murder podcasts. Because we love anybody who wants to come.
You know what is, like, the worst?
What?
I gave him all of my favorite, like, podcasts and episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even say, hey, listen to mine and Briar's podcast. But I think
that would have been so funny, Hannah, if you would have sent him the link. If I
just
sent him
the link and he's just like,
and he didn't know, but like he was like, Roger That. And he's like, oh, like Roger That. And he just clicks it. And then all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute. I know that annoying voice. It's Briar. Oh, wait, there's a nice voice. It's Hannah. What the? That would have been funny.
I should have sent him the link.
To you, no, sing it, send it and just be like, oh my gosh, I forgot.
Here's another
this one.
This one
is so good. We have to be like, yeah, do it. I dare you.
Which also, go rate our podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And leave a review. It only has 2 reviews. I mean, they're mostly nice, but.
It has, but they're all nice.
They are, but the first one just says, F you, when am I getting a shout out? So that's not really a review.
Oh. I'll review it. I mean, like, how can I review it? Like, it sounds like.
You're like, I love hearing the sound of
everybody,
my voice.
Everybody knows I'm not like a high key narcissist, but like, if I was on TV, I would probably cry and record it. Like, oh yeah. Like, I just love it. I'm not saying like I love me, but like,
but like you do,
but
you
it's just, like
you're probably like most of the listens on the podcast episodes. It's just you re-listening to it over and over.
It
and
literally
over.
Is like the first one is like my fave because I just like love how we're like, ah. Like we're still like awkward, but like I just like know the feels behind the first one because mm-hmm. we were like, hi, hey, and like, we were talking
we
about
what we were
my
doing.
Boy who I shout out every time, which is so bad, Ted. Bundy, not
we
the
didn't
other
talk
one.
About him in the first one.
Who? What did we talk about in the first one?
We talked about remember that shady boy that was trying to get
oh.
me.
Oh, oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Yeah. Anyway,
which I don't think he's listened to any of the episodes
except
he's like
for
the,
that one.
No, I think he's like the kind of person where I think if he listened to it, he would text me and be like, "What the hell?" Like mad that I even said that, even though I didn't say his name or like anything that would like tell who it is. No one knows who it is except you. And, like...
Are you going to edit this?
No. Well, yeah, but... Oh. I mean, I'm trying to just get this on one take and then just edit, like, as little
the
as possible.
The reason why is because I was going to say his name so you could bleep it out, but I'm not.
You can say his name and I'll bleep it
but
out.
But I don't know his last name. His name is... No, bleep that out because then they'll know.
Yeah, you can't say bleep and the... Then they'll know.
Bleep and the... And just leave...
No, that's terrible.
Oh my
god.
Dudes. Show me your kitties? When did you change that?
Like last week.
Oh my gosh. What did it say?
It said something about Christmas.
I know. That's why I was like, when did
it
change?
It's been about Christmas.
I actually think that show me your kitties is appropriate because the warm weather, the more flashing I'm going to do.
Yeah, Briar flashes so often.
I actually do flash, like, I flash Hannah and Taylor. And have I ever flashed you, friend?
Well, you did flash me your holes yesterday.
Okay, I am wearing a pair of Adidas sweats that I've worn to death. And you know what? I'm thick.
Shut up.
And you know what? It's just like thick girl props. I'm not even like thick, but it's just like if you have thighs that rub together, man, you just get holes
in
your pants.
Why didn't you ask for new ones for your birthday?
Because I think they just got a hole in them in like February.
Oh.
Or I just noticed them in February. It's just like it's so stupid too because all of a sudden I'm like, okay, this is like kind of TMI, but like I went and I had to pee and I like went pee and then all of a sudden I looked down and there's like there's a fucking hole in my pants.
Like the spider that was in my Adidas.
Oh my gosh. Tell that story.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It
that's
was
disgusting.
Like,
that freaks me out.
Oh. Oh, and it probably wasn't a black widow. But
okay,
I was like
hold
half
on.
Asleep.
If anyone is drinking any liquid right now, put that shit down because you're gonna spit it out.
Oh,
or
okay.
choke.
I was wearing that was a great thing to do with your mouth after you said choke.
That's what
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so I was wearing Adidas sweatpants, but they're like the jogger kind that are like tight around the ankles.
Like these? Oh,
like,
but they're a little
like,
different.
Well, they're like yours.
Yours
but
are like the satiny, right?
No, kind? They're like, they're a lot like yours. Okay. They're like those, you know, those like oatmeal colored ones I have.
Do they have zippers on the side or am I thinking of different?
They
colors?
Have zippers, but they're not the like soccer ones.
Okay, okay.
They're pretty new.
Got it.
So I was wearing those. It was like, I'm trying to think how long ago this was. It was like October or November.
Uh-huh.
And so I am just asleep. I think it was about 3 a.m. because I looked at my phone when I woke up.
Yeah.
And I just had to pee.
Ew,
right?
3 a.m.
3 a.m. And I go in the bathroom and I'm like, you know when you were awake But, like, your eyes, it's still a little blurry, and you're just, like, out of it, and you're just,
you
like...
You got sleep in your eyes, yeah, though, for sure.
So, I'm just, like, sitting there on the toilet, pull my pants down, and I'm looking, and these sweatpants are new. Like, maybe, like, I've had them for, like, a couple months. I'm going to get Ava.
Oh.
So, they're not, like, there shouldn't be any holes in them, there shouldn't be anything in them.
Okay.
Okay? And I look and I see something like kind of moving and it's like the black tag in the back of them. And so I'm like, maybe it's just a little tattered. Maybe it like ripped. And so it's like moving. No, a fucking spider was crawling from the outside of my pants into my pants. And it like got to the point where it crawled into my underwear.
But I can't.
But I couldn't step out of my pants because they're tight around the ankles.
Yeah.
So I... This is what I did. Like, I normally freak out. This was, like, so calm. I just, like, slowly took one foot out, slowly took the other one out.
She's just butt naked.
Butt naked. And, I mean, I had a shirt on.
Yeah, but that's still. It.
And I literally just, this is how, like, probably how loud and calm exactly I said it. I just went, oh, my God. Oh. I just said that out loud. And all of a sudden, Jeff's like, what's wrong?
Oh, my God.
And gosh. I was like, there's a fucking spider in my underwear.
You know what? And this is the perfect time for our commercial.
What commercial?
Fox Pest Control. Really, it has all your needs. If you need anything exterminated, you know.
Call Taylor.
Yeah, call Taylor. She's honestly an amazing salesman. She's so hot. Gosh, look at her. It's my girl right there.
If you
there.
Need her number, message us. We'll give it to you.
Yeah,
we're not going to just give like, it out we're, to
like,
weirdos.
We, like, we'll, oh, I was going to say, we'll oh. give it out to you no matter what. Just make sure you want to buy pest control because we're trying to get a bitch richer. That's all. Get it, girl.
Yeah. So anyway.
Fox sues me.
They're like, you're the worst. I mean, long story short, it took Jeff like 7 whole minutes to get up and get out of bed because he's like,
he's stupid.
He was like asleep still. He's like talking in his sleep basically. And he's like, no, there's not a spider in your underwear. And I was like, get up and look at this fucking spider right now. But by the time he got up and looked,
it was gone.
The spider, you couldn't see it. And so,
what do you mean you couldn't see like, it? It was like, it was invisible.
No, it was like in the pants somewhere. Oh. But because like I kept my eyes on it the whole time.
Right.
And I was like, it hasn't left. I haven't seen it leave. And so finally he got a broom and was like shoving it around all around the like
how
floor.
Big was it? Like, give me like a,
it was like.
Like this. A quarter? The body was like a quarter?
No, the body was like half of a quarter probably.
Like a dime though?
Yeah, it was big.
Oh, that's, like if the body's that big, that's big. Yeah.
And so finally, ew, like he pushed it so hard with the broom that finally it like ran out and I was like. But I was like kind of scared that I was just imagining
so wait,
it.
Hold on.
I used to have
wait.
Nightmares about
hold
spiders.
The phone. He didn't kill it?
No, he did. It oh. ran out, but then he killed it.
Oh my gosh, so, I was like.
But then the rest of the night, I was like, everything. I thought there was like a spider crawling you know what? On me. Like, I thought there was one in my ear.
Ever since, I don't know what Harry Potter it is. Ever since
the
Harry Potter,
one.
The second one. Mm-hmm. Ever since the, is it Sorcerer's Stone?
No. No, the Chamber of Secrets.
Ever since the Chamber of Secrets, spiders are freaking scary. Because, okay, but it's funny. If I watch that scene now, I'm like, oh, that's so fake. But at the time,
at
when
the
I
time,
watched it the first time, I was like.
Plus, you were so young.
First of all. It, like, I, like, was like, I'm gonna vomit. And then you feel like, you know, I just hate the feeling when you think something's crawling on you.
I know.
It's like if somebody, like, talks about lice and you're like, oh, my head.
And then all of a sudden
itches.
Your head just, yep.
Oh! So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But for those 7 minutes while I'm,
wait,
like.
Me itching.
He's, like, moving it around trying to find the spider. The whole time I was, like, thinking to myself, like, maybe I imagined it. Because when I was, like, 3, up until, like. The last one I had about it was in high school. Like, I had nightmares about bugs. Sometimes it was ants, bees, and spiders mostly.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Like, crawling in my bed.
Wait,
so
I have
I really
a question.
Thought that I, like, had a nightmare.
Yeah, you've been to Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When, okay, this is super weird, but there was, like, a movie at Disneyland that I, like, just remembered. I haven't even, like, I probably haven't even, like, thought about this for 10 years. There's, like, a movie there, and it's a Bug's Life movie.
Oh.
And it has, it's almost, like, interactive. Like, if somebody, if it sneezes, like, they, like, sprays, like,
oh,
water
yeah.
and, like, wind at you. But there's a part where, like, it, like, feels like stuff is crawling. That is what I think of. Have you ever been to that or no?
No, I have.
Okay.
But.
Okay, I don't know why I just thought of that. But, like, that, when I was small,
Small.
A small bean. That used to play me. Oh my gosh. I like my parents would like go in there. Because I went a lot more when I was younger. Like
I did too. Well, I used to live like an hour away. Mm-hmm. But the last time I went, I was 12.
Well, I went last year, and the last time I went before that, I was single digits. I think I was like 9. Mm-hmm. So, but Ava had never been.
Oh, right.
And Ava is 9.
9 right now.
So I haven't been in a long time. And I don't even know if A Bug's Life is like still like a thing over there. Because A Bug's Life was the Cars World, wasn't it? And they changed it. Oh,
it probably was, yeah.
Okay, there's some Disney history for you.
Well, my boss goes to Disneyland like once a year. Mm-hmm. But he specifically told me he doesn't listen to my podcast, so he couldn't help us out.
Wait, he went out of his way to tell you he didn't listen to the podcast?
He...
I am so sorry. That is... That... I'm trying to think of the word for it. But that is...
My other boss, Cherie, she listens to it, and she gave us a 5-star rating. Oh, I just gotta pick up to her. He literally, like, one day was walking by and said something about, like, serial killers. And he's like, oh, if you like serial killers, you'll probably like Hannah's podcast, but I don't listen to that.
Oh, my gosh!
And I was like...
That's called... He's a monster.
He's a monster.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Should I talk about the monster of America?
Yeah.
Oh.
Except like, she's a monster, but there's also someone else from tonight's episode that also is a monster.
Okay. If you aren't all the way 100% caught up on The Bachelor, turn this off.
Well, just skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah, we won't talk about this for too long. Like, skip ahead, 5 minutes to be safe.
Yeah. And then if we're talking about something completely different, you could like scroll back a little bit.
We'll put in the what's it called? In the description. Okay, spoilers start now. I don't know what time it is, but spoilers start now.
It's about 17 and a half, almost 18 minutes.
Okay. Basically, The Bachelor is, shit hit the fan this week.
Yeah, it did. Colton finally jumped the fucking fence. We've been seeing that since week two.
Ever since there was that first episode and they were like, this season on The Bachelor. And I was oh my gosh.
And we waited for it every week.
And it was, well worth the wait. But I didn't expect it to, leave this much turmoil. Because the monster, Ted Bundy's a monster, right? Jeffrey Dahmer, a monster.
Right.
Who's that guy?
Michael Jackson.
An entertainer and a monster.
He's both.
The guy who kidnapped that girl.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, I have a story later in the episode I'll tell you about how I killed Michael Jackson.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. We'll go
back to it.
Okay, keep going on the monsters. I need one more monster.
One more.
Mike Wazowski. Monster.
Hey! A good monster.
Yeah, you're right. But let's talk about a not so good monster. I don't know what her last name is. It's probably good because then she'd be come for me. But
don't follow her on Instagram. She's trying to be a social media influencer.
I don't even follow her.
And we just want to make her the opposite.
I only follow Demi, not Lovato. But she's kind of whatever. On Instagram, I expect higher quality content. I'm not trying to be that way, but whatever. Cassie is a monster. She's a straight monster. I don't know what other, I don't know what else to call her. I don't know how else to say this. She's a monster. God. I just really don't understand this because she, first of all, her dad shows up in Portugal.
No one just flies to Portugal.
Nobody just flies to Portugal on a whim. If you do, comment down below and take me next time you go on a whim. Anybody who goes to Europe on a whim has enough
number.
Yeah, anybody who goes to Europe on a whim has enough money to take me to Europe on a whim. So let's get it. I just think that she knew, even at hometowns, that she was not 100% confident because mm-hmm. he kept asking, where are you at?
She kept saying she didn't know.
Yeah.
And she wasn't ready to say.
He said, I'm falling in love with you. The shit that really hurt me was when he was like, I am telling you, I'm in love with you. He basically said, I am going to pick you.
Yeah, and he did.
She was like, oh, shit.
And then says, "Never mind, I'm done." Walks 5 feet away, crying. Wait, I think I made the wrong decision.
I'm second guessing. That's what she said. Yeah, I'm second guessing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh,
I didn't know it was gonna be this hard.
The 100% like. My least favorite thing about her is that she's just, like, isn't confident in what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Like, she says stuff, and she just, like, I just, like, if you're gonna go on any kind of reality TV show, you need to be secure in yourself. Because you know people are gonna come for you no matter what. You're always gonna have haters and supporters, you know what I'm saying? Especially on a show like this. And so, like, I just, like,
yeah,
I really can't. And I just feel like her dad saw that red flag. And that's like,
why he flew all the way up to Portugal.
And yeah, and that's why he also told Colton no.
Right.
Ugh. And I just feel like also the dad was like, when I met your mom, like, I knew. And when she met me, like, she knew. And we had no hesitation. And she was like, I just don't think I'm ever going to feel that. And I'm okay, like... But
that's, like, a little bit unrealistic for him to say, like, well, right when we met each other, we knew. Because, like...
I think it happens for some people. But I also think that... Like, literally, like, that 10%, that 20%, I don't know what your percentage is. Hopefully, it's not more than 50. But that, like, small percentage that you're, like, worried about, like, it could be you just putting in effort and being loyal mm-hmm. and doing all the things and, like, not, I don't know, like, just, like, you know, like, when they say, like, treating somebody, how you treated them, like, when you were, like, courting them and just, like. Right. So, I just, like, I just think that she's, like, sorry, I just burped.
You're doing it better now.
Thank you. I just really think that Cassie, like, didn't expect him to catch feelings for her, and she broke his heart.
Yeah, she did.
And she's America's monster. I'm going to make a documentary about her.
Cassie, if you're listening to this. We fucking hate you. Stop listening. I don't need you to listen to this.
Oh my gosh.
I am willing to lose a listener.
Wow.
Cassie, who probably isn't listening to this. But
I just, like, I can't believe that. Because there are people who went on that show who are 100% all in.
Mm-hmm. And it's not fair.
Like, as much as I don't really like Tayshia, I really am like, oh shiz. She loves him. You can tell. Yeah. And I also, like, okay, like, I don't like Tayshia, but they have, like, the most fun together. Like, they go, like, skydiving. Remember that, like, little clip of when she got chocolate on her butt and it's funny? I just feel like they have, like, cute little moments. I just don't like her very much. No, neither do I, but I like how playful they are together. Anyway, side note.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think we're done with those spoilers.
Well, also, just on the Women Tell All this week, I just hate Courtney. That's all.
Oh, yes.
She just drives me crazy.
Oh my gosh. Like, I can't believe this. So let's talk. So if anybody didn't know, Courtney had beef with Demi.
Yes.
Demi, not Lovato.
Right.
And she just kept saying, yeah.
like how she's immature.
And she's like, are you old enough to be on the show?
You need to take a time out.
Yeah. Just like mean things. And Courtney, dead ass on the Women Tell All, stood up. Went up to Demi and tried to shove a pacifier in her mouth, like a baby pacifier. I'm so sorry, but me and Hannah and Taylor and Fran all said, if somebody tried to do that to us, we would grab that bitch by the motherfucking hair and pull her to the ground. That is so rude.
It is.
Because she was, like, assaulting her first.
Right.
Like, that is not okay.
Well, and how do you just think, like,
that's so
literally
petty. Oh,
imagine her at, like, fucking Walmart. Going to buy a pacifier, and she's like, tomorrow on the Women Tell All, I'm just going to go shove this in Demi's mouth. Like,
yeah,
really,
like,
bitch?
She,
you had to, like,
she didn't have a
out?
Bag with her, like, what, you just had it in your hands this whole
she
time?
She had it in her
you
bra? What? Where was
psychopath.
It?
Psychopath! Oh, my
I
gosh!
I need to, like, watch it from the beginning again so I can see where she was holding the pacifier.
She's freaking psycho.
She's so psycho.
That just made me mad because, okay, Demi is a little bit, like, she handles things different than all those people. And, like, maybe, like, she is a little bit more out, like, she's a lot more outspoken. And maybe it's because she's secure in herself. Or maybe she's had a lot of things in her life that have made her the way she is. Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only reason that people, like, lash out like that on the Women Tell All is because they want attention. And, like, Courtney, this kind of attention, you're not going to want because... This is stupid. Like, you're so stupid. Ugh. I just, like, I was so mad at that. I really was like, I would just drop her.
Monsters. They're all monsters.
Oh, my gosh. And then don't even get us started on Tracy.
Don't get me started on that bitch.
Don't get us started on the
senior. I know people, like, people on Twitter right now are, like, saying don't give girls crap for having big foreheads. But I hate Tracy, and she has a big forehead.
She has a big forehead and bad eyebrows.
Yes. Yes, and a bad personality. I feel like if you're ugly on the inside, I can comment on how they're ugly on the outside as well.
I see what you're saying.
Like, if someone was, like, the nicest person, I would never just be like, oh, look at her hair. It's so ugly.
Taylor, what are you
eating? She has Cadbury eggs. Fucking bitch.
Give me some. I paid for those.
You ate mine.
I didn't eat all of them. I then owed you $4. How much were those? Why didn't you get the big $4 bag?
They didn't want it there. They just
got the shimmery ones. The shimmery ones? Oh, my gosh. Oh. Sponsored by, if you didn't know, this show is sponsored by Cadbury. Try their new shimmer mini eggs. Oh, my gosh. Look at these.
Wait, I want some.
Yeah, here. Oh, my gosh. These are so
Should
cute.
Should we do some ASMR in the
mic? Oh, my gosh. Let's eat them. Okay, me and Hannah.
That's probably so annoying.
Is it?
Probably.
I probably will listen to it over and over again. It'll make me feel a certain type of way. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well.
Okay.
Now the Bachelor spoilers are over.
Okay, what time is it?
Well, I don't know if I have to edit anything, so I'll put the start to the end of the spoilers in the description.
Okay, sick.
So, just this story maybe will take, like, not that long. About how I killed Michael Jackson.
Hannah did.
Okay.
She killed Michael Jackson.
So, I need to plug this is like for real, for real. I was 13, and I was at girls' camp at Yuba Lake. Have you ever been there?
I don't know where that is.
Okay, well, it's in
where
Utah.
Is it?
I actually don't know.
I need a charger. You don't have one? I'm sorry, I'm 4 years old.
I have a charger.
Well, usually there's one in this wall. I'll wait till Fran gets home, and I'll make her find me one. Wait. Tell your story about Michael Jackson, and then I have to pee.
Okay. So, we're at Yuba Lake, and, okay, first of all, this was the best girls' camp ever, because we literally just went boating the whole week.
That's so sick.
Like, there was, like, spiritual stuff, but, like, we had cool people in our ward and cool, like, young women's leaders.
Sometimes girls' camp is just
so
the
it
best.
Was way fun.
You're right. Sometimes it sucks, but sometimes it's lit.
Yeah. So, we're just hanging out. We have a fire, and this is the night before... Like, I don't know if it's Michael Jackson died, like, during the night or during the next day or whatever. But the next day is when it was all over the news that he was dead.
Right.
Okay? So the night before, we have a fire. Me and my friends, shout out to Kelly. I'm not going to say her last name because
she Kelly
also,
Clarkson?
Yeah.
Oh, my god.
She
gosh.
Also was in this whole killing Michael Jackson thing. I don't want to blast her, but... We made a Michael Jackson voodoo doll.
No.
Yeah, we did. And we threw it in the fire.
Wait, I have a question. What did you make the doll out of?
We had, like, well, they had, like, you know how you're always doing, like, crafts at girls' camp?
Okay,
so they
yeah.
just had, like, tons of random stuff, so we just made it.
And you were like, this is Michael Jackson. But, like, Michael Jackson wasn't that old, so you were just, like, being funny.
Yeah, we were just being funny and, like, just, like, dumb girls, like... I don't know. That sounds kind of like Salem Witch Trials, honestly, like 13-year-olds making a voodoo doll, but...
It sounds like The Crucible.
Like...
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. And then the next day he died, and so I'm just like wondering if the next time I make a voodoo doll and throw it in the fire pit, if it will work.
I like don't want you to figure
it out. And who
should
I try it on? R. Kelly?
Who's that?
The guy that sings Ignition. The one that's just like the worst fucking asshole right now. It's the remix to Ignition. I'm not going to sing it because I'm tone deaf.
Sing it and cut it out then.
It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, okay. Then, okay, yeah. okay. No, you sang it good.
Yeah, him.
And it's kind of like R&B?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Or...
Oh, and he's the worst. He's on Twitter sometimes.
Yeah, he's the worst because I actually don't know what he did, but I think it's probably like sexually assaulting women.
I feel
because that's what everyone's doing right now.
I mean, that rapper 6ix9ine.
Everyone's finally getting in trouble.
You know that
for
rapper 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
Who makes Latinos look bad? I'm like, oh, we finally break out here in this like rap industry. I mean, besides like Maluma, like Bad Bunny, and because they sing in Spanish and he sings in English, but he's like Mexicano, I think. And I'm like, bro. Bro, why you gotta do me dirty like this? Mm-hmm. I just want to see Latinos succeed out here. That's all.
Yeah. Well, if R. Kelly dies, I'll put out a public statement if I make a voodoo doll.
Hannah is gonna make a voodoo doll and then post it on her story and be like, "Who should I kill?"
I'll put up a poll.
It's a poll. She's wait, like R. Kelly
or who? Who's like another like terrible person?
I don't know. I know there are people, but like I don't.
There
know.
There are, but I'm like trying to think of who. Oh man. I always talk so much shit about how I hate people, and now I can't think of any.
I know, but I'm trying. I feel bad like saying that I think people deserve to die. So, like, I would never want somebody to say that. Somebody to say that about
wait,
me.
Wait, who's like a pretty well known like killer? Child rapist?
Oh, I don't know. I know who. That guy on Abducted in Plain Sight, he's already dead, but like him.
Oh, yeah, but someone like him, because I need, like, I if someone, whoever wins this poll, I'm really going to make a voodoo doll and throw it in a fire.
I don't know.
It's got to be someone that's alive.
Okay, we'll think of it.
O.J. Simpson?
O.J. Simpson's alive?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm stupid.
Wait, let me double check. I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
Hey, Taylor, is O.J. Simpson alive?
Oh, Jeff just said, how'd the show go? We're still recording it.
Jeff, thank you for checking in. I honestly appreciate it. The show's going good. Honestly, I like the show. It's like, we didn't really plan anything.
We didn't this time.
We didn't plan anything. We just wanted to come on and talk.
Yeah.
But, like, we had to watch The Bachelor first, so it's a little late, but it's fine.
It's a little late, but, yeah. O.J. Simpson's still alive. He's 71.
Oh, he's pretty old. Dude, that's crazy.
So, I mean, he really could just die. Okay, I'll put up a poll. And we're going to make a voodoo doll.
I don't know. I don't think I want to make it with you.
You don't have to be there.
I'm scared.
If anyone's listening and wants to help me.
Okay. Me I'm sorry, Hannah, but, like, you're just, like, you have no fear because you've even played with a Ouija board before.
No, here's the thing.
You
haven't.
You owned it, though.
I own one.
Is it in this house?
It's in this house right now.
I
own one, but no one will play with me. So I haven't played with it. And it's been 3.5 years I've had it.
Oh, my gosh. See, like, absolutely not. Oh, no. Oh, no. See, like, I can't do that.
It's like, but that kind of stuff I just don't believe in. So
I don't think I believe in it either. But I also am scared of everything. And you know that, like, I've seen, like.
Yeah.
Like, remember when you guys watched Sinister at our apartment? And I, like, cried.
Yeah.
I, like. I hate that I just said I cried. I'm so embarrassed.
And I also like fell asleep partway through the movie because I was really tired and I had already seen it.
Yeah.
And Bailey's sister was watching it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I had fallen asleep, but she fell asleep after I did. So the credits were rolling for a long time with the scary music and I woke up to it.
Ew. And okay, so.
And we had that. The target on the back of our door.
Ew.
And it scared Bree really bad.
Oh my gosh. You know when like, okay, so like one time me and Bailey and McKay, we went shooting and like at a shooting range in here in Utah and like the target, you know, I like kind
of hate.
It's
like the silhouette of
a person. I kind of hate that it's a silhouette of a person, but it is. And we had some like good shots. And so we just like hung it up on the back of the door for a while. And yeah. So it was, like, really scary. Like, in the night, it looked like a shadow of a person, and it would freak us out.
Yeah, it did.
But we left it up for, like, 6 months.
No, we left it up.
Do you know where it is? Did we throw it away?
You went in October. I don't know why I know that. I think it was, like, my brother's birthday, and you guys put the date up on it, so that's probably why I remember.
Yeah, because we signed it.
Yeah. And then you left it. Everyone moved out, and I had new roommates. So in August, this one girl that moved in was like, can we take this down? It's gross. And
it's gross.
She like texted me that and I was like, oh yeah, you can take it down, and she threw it away outside. So
Oh, I feel bad for her. Like I don't go shooting all the time, but I'm not scared of guns or anything, so I don't know. I don't know what anybody else's opinions are, but I'm from Idaho, so you probably already know my stance.
Yeah. Do you need to pee? Because we can take a break and then I'll tell a almost murder story.
Yeah, I do need to pee.
Okay. We'll pause this shit.
Resume.
Okay. How was the pee?
The pee? It was good.
Okay.
I looked down and saw how big my hole is in my sweats, and I actually am mortified that you see it. So I'm, like, keeping my legs really close right now. Also, okay, this is, like, also kind of, like, low-key TMI, but it's, like, funny to me, is that I have, like, okay, so I have, like, freckles because of my mom, right? Mm-hmm. But I just have, like, a couple moles on my body. Like, I have, like, one right here on my neck, one right here. But I also have one in between my legs, and it's, like, really small. Oh. But it's right where the hole is. And I think that's so funny. Well,
I've seen the hole like 3 times tonight, and I haven't seen the mole once.
I'm not going to show it to you right now because I can't believe the hole is this big. I'm like, why do I keep wearing these?
I remember when it was a small hole.
Just a small hole. It's been growing. Because I keep like...
touching it?
I don't want to say fingering it.
Oh my God.
But I keep putting my finger in the hole and kind of stretching it. Gosh! Never mind, take that out.
You're banging it?
G2G!
Oh, okay. So, my almost murder story is, it was before I was born, obviously, but it's my grandma,
but not Shirley.
My grandparents listen to this.
Which ones?
My grandparents.
Shirley?
Yeah.
That's my girl.
My grandma.
She doesn't know.
Okay, my grandparents called my mom and said, "What does Hannah have?" And my mom was like, "What?" Uh-huh. And they were like, "Hannah has something that she's doing." And my mom was her podcast? And they were like, "Yeah, are we allowed to listen to it?" I don't know how they listen to it. I mean, my grandma has an iPhone, so maybe like on
Apple They don't podcasts. Like care about like swearing and stuff. No, they're just chill.
No.
I know your grandparents are cool. That's why I call your grandma Shirley. Yeah. It's because I like act like we're friends, like I like her.
Yeah.
Like I haven't met her and I know I like her.
They're super awesome.
Next time they come down, I'm serious. I'm gonna meet them.
Okay. Shout out to them.
Shout out to the grandparents.
So awesome. But this story is not about them, thank God.
Thank you. Because
they're so awesome. this story is about my grandparents on my dad's side.
Okay.
So my grandma.
Oh.
Picture this, it's like the 70s maybe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 70s. So my dad is the youngest of 3 boys.
Okay.
Okay. And so at this time, the oldest son. Like, my grandma would tuck him in at, like, every night and be like, "I'm gonna leave your dad soon." Like, and I think he was probably, like, this wasn't, like, the same time that this story happened, but, mm-hmm. like, I think at the time she was saying that to him, he was, like, 10 or 11.
Oh, my God.
So that's, like, kind of...
That would screw with you, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So there's that. Then, this happened in the 70s. I don't know exactly when, but my grandma got away with two attempted murders.
I tell this story to a lot of people. Okay, just like mostly the one. And you guys will figure out why. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, number one, my grandma and grandpa should have got divorced a lot sooner than they did.
I think the timing, they really didn't think they should, right? Like, they didn't know if it was that acceptable.
Well, I don't think they really cared. Like, they weren't the type that was like, "Oh, this isn't acceptable. We should try to work it out."
So why didn't they just, like, leave each other?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I guess I could ask my dad, but I
wouldn't. Are either of them still alive?
My grandma is.
Oh, my gosh. I got to interview this attempted murderess. Don't tell her
you know me.
Really?
Well, I just don't. I don't, like, there's a couple cousins and aunts I have on that side that are cool and I talk to.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really, like. I don't know. I don't talk to that side of the family.
One day, I'm not saying like I hope she lives as long as forever.
She's really old right now. She's in her 80s.
But like, how, like, I don't even know if the word is cool. How interesting would it be if she died and you found journals of when she's like, "I'm gonna do it." Dude! Okay, oh, wait. Shit. You have to tell this story because you have to tell it so that people know what we're talking about.
So my grandma. I'm pretty sure the first time she tried to kill my grandpa was he was in a bathtub and she threw a radio into the bathtub. Can you imagine just like chilling in the tub? All of a sudden your wife walks in and fucking throws a radio in
there. Okay, I also just like don't like that would also hurt so bad.
Also, like, how are you gonna be that grandma literally fucking walking in there? I mean, she wasn't a grandma at this time, but how do you just walk into the bathroom and casually throw a radio in the tub?
But it doesn't electrocute you unless it's plugged in, right?
Yeah, I think it was maybe, I don't know the whole story, but maybe it was like plugged in and it came out.
When she threw it,
I don't know how he didn't die from that.
Ava!
Did you bring the cookies, babe? Oh.
Your hair is cute. So, I'm making the face. Do you need me to move? Do you want to sit over here? Okay. Are your shoes have flour on them? Mm-hmm. Are you delivering cookies to me? Love you. Thank you. 14, 19, I don't know, 19, yeah. I'm trying to say any year that's even relevant. And I thought 1492, 1942, I don't know what that is, and I thought my year I was born. Wait, is that for me braiding your hair?
Yeah.
It's still doing it?
Did it like 2 days ago.
I know, but it's like so curly. Mine doesn't do that. Okay, sidebar, so sorry. We're talking about your grandma killing your grandpa, trying to.
Yeah. Yeah, like 3 times. Isn't it? It was twice. So the second time,
mm-hmm.
she was outside of their house and shot into a window to make it look like it was like a robbery. And the shot grazed his head.
This guy is a cat with 9 lives.
Yeah, but then he fucking died of cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Lung cancer, because he smoked a ton.
That's a killer.
But he, so it just grazed his head.
Looks like,
and I'm
suds.
Thinking like,
she told me that.
I'm thinking that maybe because it was the 70s and there like wasn't like DNA, like there wasn't a lot of stuff.
Well, like
besides like her word to go off of, and also, he probably like didn't. I don't know why.
What if he was like, it's fine. What if he was like, what if he was like, it was an accident. It happens to everyone. He's like, everybody makes mistakes. He says
everybody
nobody's
has
perfect.
Those days. Yeah, I have those days where I just want to throw a radio in the tub and
wait,
then shoot
who?
You in the head.
Anybody you would want to kill is probably in this room. Tell us who you want to throw a radio in the tub for. Guys, she just looked right at her mom and not at her head. Oh my gosh.
He's I'm psycho. Kidding.
All right, guys. Well, okay. Do you have any business?
No, do you have any shout-outs besides? We already did Teddy.
Shout-out to Taylor for staying awake. She looks like she wants to die.
Oh, yeah, she does.
But I like it. It's not even late to me. What time is it? It's not even midnight, Taylor.
I'm up early. Oh, yeah, that's early. Oh, I was also going to shout-out my friend Taylor, who I met in Portugal. She listens to this. She like shouted us out on her story.
Oh, really?
She's the one that was on like when I FaceTimed you. She was there.
With did she have an accent?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Taylor.
She's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
No,
she's so cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to her because she listens to all the episodes.
We're gonna go to North Carolina and come see you.
Yeah, we are.
I'm serious.
We're planning it.
I want to go. I want to go to
exactly when yet.
Oh my gosh, I need to go to a Carolina because listen, this is like stupid, but like I have I am pulling out an eyelash. I'm so sorry. Students who I taught English to in Mexico moved to South Carolina.
What?
Yeah, and they are like my favorite students. Like I went and ate at their house a bunch
we
of times.
We could go
to
both.
Went
to
the movies. Yeah,
South
so we
Carolina's
should.
South Carolina's super pretty.
I want to go there, and we can like go just visit them. Okay. They like, I mean, they speak great English now because they've been in school, but it's like so like that. I would just like love to do that.
Okay, we'll go to the Carolinas.
Oh my gosh, let's do it. I'm serious.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, that was the business. Me and Hannah making yet another travel arrangement. Okay, outro. I gotta go. See ya next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Ava's a bitch. Bye.